Buddha, or Buddha Gautama, also known as Shakyamuni Buddha, was a great spiritual master from ancient India. Born as Prince Siddhartha Gautama in 5th century BC, he would have naturally inherited the vast wealth of a kingdom. However, the prince one day left the palace life in search of spiritual knowledge. After years of contemplative seeking, the Buddha attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. He then shared the merits of his practice by providing a method for other sentient beings to be freed from the cycle of death and rebirth. The rich treasury of Buddha's spiritual teachings on universal truths are studied and revered to this day for their deep wisdom and compassion. Today we would like to share with you the sage teachings of the Buddha in the Holy Tipitaka, excerpted from the Majjhima Nikaya, or Middle-length Discourses, and the Kudaka Nikaya, or Collection of Little Texts.
I have heard that on one occasion, the Buddha was staying near Rajagaha at the bamboo grove, the squirrel's feeding ground. At that time, Venerable Rahula was staying at the mango stone. Then the Buddha, arising from his seclusion in the late afternoon, went to where Venerable Rahula was staying at the mango stone. Venerable Rahula saw him coming from afar, and on seeing him, set out a seat and water for washing the feet. The Blessed One sat down on the seat set out, and having sat down, washed his feet. Venerable Rahula, bowing down to the Buddha, sat to one side. Then the Blessed One, having left a little bit of water in the water dipper, said to Venerable Rahula,
Rahula, do you see this little bit of leftover water remaining in the water dipper?
Yes, sir.
That's how little of a contemplative there is in anyone who feels no shame at telling a deliberate lie.
Having tossed away the little bit of leftover water, the Buddha said to Venerable Rahula,
Rahula, do you see how this little bit of leftover water is tossed away?
Yes, sir.
Rahula, whatever there is of a contemplative in anyone who feels no shame at telling a deliberate lie is tossed away just like that.
Having turned the water dipper upside down, the Buddha said to Venerable Rahula,
Rahula, do you see how this water dipper is turned upside down?
Yes, sir.
Rahula, whatever there is of a contemplative in anyone who feels no shame at telling a deliberate lie is turned upside down, just like that.
Having turned the water dipper right side up, the Buddha said to Venerable Rahula,
Rahula, do you see how empty and hollow this water dipper is?
Yes, sir.
Rahula, whatever there is of a contemplative in anyone who feels no shame at telling a deliberate lie is empty and hollow, just like that. Rahula, it's like a royal elephant, immense, head accustomed to battles, its tusks like chariot poles. Having gone into battle, it uses its forefeet and hind feet, its forequarters and hindquarters, its head, ears, tusks and tail, but keeps protecting its trunk. The elephant trainer notices that and thinks, this royal elephant has not given up its life to the king.
But when the royal elephant, having gone into battle, uses its forefeet and hind feet, its forequarters and hindquarters, its head, ears, tusks, tail and his trunk, the trainer notices that and thinks, this royal elephant has given up its life to the king. There is nothing it will not do.
In the same way, Rahula, when anyone feels no shame in telling a deliberate lie, there is no evil, I tell you, he will not do. Thus, Rahula, you should train yourself. I will not tell a deliberate lie, even in jest. What do you think, Rahula? What is a mirror for?
For reflection, sir.
In the same way, Rahula, bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions are to be done with repeated reflection. Whenever you want to do a bodily action, you should reflect on it. This bodily action I want to do, would it lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Would it be an unskillful bodily action, with painful consequences, painful results? If, on reflection, you know that it would lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, it would be an unskillful bodily action, with painful consequences, painful results, then any bodily action of that sort is absolutely unfit for you to do. But if on reflection, you know that it would not cause affliction, it would be a skillful bodily action, with pleasant consequences, pleasant results, then any bodily action of that sort is fit for you to do.
While you are doing a bodily action, you should reflect on it. This bodily action I am doing, is it leading to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Is it an unskillful bodily action, with painful consequences, painful results? If on reflection, you know that it is leading to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, you should give it up. But if on reflection, you know that it is not, you may continue with it.
Having done a bodily action, you should reflect on it. This bodily action I have done, did it lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Was it an unskillful bodily action, with painful consequences, painful results? If, on reflection, you know that it led to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, it was an unskillful bodily action, with painful consequences, painful results, then you should confess it, reveal it, lay it open to the teacher or to a knowledgeable companion in the holy life. Having confessed it, you should exercise restraint in the future. But if on reflection, you know that it did not lead to affliction, it was a skillful bodily action, with pleasant consequences, pleasant results, then you should stay mentally refreshed and joyful, training day and night in skillful mental qualities.
Whenever you want to do a verbal action, you should reflect on it. This verbal action I want to do, would it lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Would it be an unskillful verbal action, with painful consequences, painful results? If on reflection, you know that it would lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, it would be an unskillful verbal action, with painful consequences, painful results. Then any verbal action of that sort is absolutely unfit for you to do. But if on reflection, you know that it would not cause affliction, it would be a skillful verbal action, with pleasant consequences, pleasant results. Then any verbal action of that sort is fit for you to do.
While you are doing a verbal action, you should reflect on it. This verbal action I am doing, is it leading to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Is it an unskillful verbal action, with painful consequences, painful results? If, on reflection, you know that it is leading to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, you should give it up. But if on reflection, you know that it is not, you may continue with it.
Having done a verbal action, you should reflect on it. This verbal action I have done, did it lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Was it an unskillful verbal action, with painful consequences, painful results? If on reflection, you know that it led to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, it was an unskillful verbal action, with painful consequences, painful results. Then you should confess it, reveal it, lay it open to the teacher or to a knowledgeable companion in the holy life. Having confessed it, you should exercise restraint in the future. But if on reflection you know that it did not lead to affliction, it was a skillful verbal action, with pleasant consequences, pleasant results, then you should stay mentally refreshed and joyful, training day and night in skillful mental qualities.
Whenever you want to do a mental action, you should reflect on it. This mental action I want to do, would it lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Would it be an unskillful mental action, with painful consequences, painful results? If, on reflection, you know that it would lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, it would be an unskillful mental action, with painful consequences, painful results, then any mental action of that sort is absolutely unfit for you to do. But if on reflection, you know that it would not cause affliction, it would be a skillful mental action, with pleasant consequences, pleasant results, then any mental action of that sort is fit for you to do.
While you are doing a mental action, you should reflect on it. This mental action I am doing, is it leading to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Is it an unskillful mental action, with painful consequences, painful results? If on reflection, you know that it is leading to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, you should give it up. But if on reflection, you know that it is not, you may continue with it.
Having done a mental action, you should reflect on it. This mental action I have done, did it lead to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both? Was it an unskillful mental action, with painful consequences, painful results? If, on reflection, you know that it led to self-affliction, to the affliction of others, or to both, it was an unskillful mental action, with painful consequences, painful results, then you should feel distressed, ashamed, and disgusted with it. Feeling distressed, ashamed, and disgusted with it, you should exercise restraint in the future. But if on reflection, you know that it did not lead to affliction, it was a skillful mental action, with pleasant consequences, pleasant results, then you should stay mentally refreshed and joyful, training day and night in skillful mental qualities.
Rahula, all those Brahmins and contemplatives in the course of the past who purified their bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions, did it through repeated reflection on their bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions in just this way.
All those Brahmins and contemplatives in the course of the future who will purify their bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions, will do it through repeated reflection on their bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions in just this way.
All those Brahmins and contemplatives at present who purify their bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions, do it through repeated reflection on their bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions in just this way.
Thus, Rahula, you should train yourself. I will purify my bodily actions through repeated reflection. I will purify my verbal actions through repeated reflection. I will purify my mental actions through repeated reflection. That's how you should train yourself.
That is what the Buddha said. Gratified, Venerable Rahula delighted in the Blessed One's words. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace.
Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove.
Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease.
Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none, through anger or ill will, wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so, with a boundless heart, should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world,
spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.
We thank you for your company today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next after noteworthy news. May all your noble dreams come true.